This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Ha ha, that's right, it's 4 o'clock and you're joining us on FUBAR Radio. My name's Harriet Rose.
And I'm Tom.
Why can't you just any day do that normally?
Do what normally?
You have to think so hard about saying your own name.
I was thinking about how little I can hear anything in these headphones.
Oh, cry me a river. How are you, Tom?
Oh, I'm so good, Harriet. How are you?
It's lovely to see you.
And you?
You've had a bit of tea, so you're feeling on top form.
Caffeine
now, aren't you?
Affects me greatly.
In a positive way?
Not always, but today I've got a can of Lucozade for the Glucozade.
Oh, so you're going on every energy field.
I think so. I needed an upper.
And you've got some kind of something called burger fries or
burger
something.
Burger bites.
Burger bites.
Which I will be sharing.
They'll be keeping you going from all of the time. So did you vote today, Tom? Because today, if you didn't realise, guys, I'm sure you've not heard of it, but it's actually the general election vote today.
No one's saying about it online.
No, I haven't seen a thing.
I did a vote. Oh, I did.
Did you do it?
Cross that box.
I did mine wrong and had, like, you know when they get quite aggy and they're like, no, don't do that.
How did you do it wrong?
Because I registered for a postal vote and then I was like, oh, I'm actually here, so I'll just walk it down because it's actually easier than... Because it might get lost in the post, you never know.
Yeah. You can't trust those postmen.
No, you can't. You know, they might tick my another box.
Postman Pat, more like postman... Fingers in the till.
Fingers in the voting till. So I walked it down and she was like, close the envelope. And I was like, oh, I just... Close the envelope. And I was like, okay, sorry. And then I closed the envelope and it was fine.
I didn't have an envelope.
As I just said, I had a postal vote.
Yeah. That's the thing we're learning here.
What we're doing is we're learning. We're in a group learning session.
You can vote until 10 p.m. So you don't need an envelope, guys.
I do think everyone should vote as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Silly not to.
Be a bit silly.
Anyone that moans afterwards, you're not allowed to moan.
You stop moaning, eh?
If you vote, you can moan.
If you vote, you can moan. Well, or just don't like moan, because moan's quite... negative, isn't
it? If you tick the box, they'd still count it. Because it says cross, specifically says cross the box.
I think it's actually really specific. Because I think, does it get hand counted?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure it is hand counted.
What happens if you tick every box?
Ooh. I want them all to do really well.
I just really like everybody. That would be quite good, actually. Quarter vote for everyone.
Mm.
Little bit for everybody.
Not everyone.
No.
But we won't go there.
No, we won't. What we will do, though, is tell you who's on the show today.
Oh, yes.
Go on, Tom.
We've got Ray coming in. We've got Loop coming in. We've got Gary of Feeling Gloomy.
He's going to be doing a takeover with some songs, isn't he?
He's going to be playing some of his
some gloomy songs.
Yeah, some gloomy tracks.
That's the vibe of it. Plus, I spoke to Daily last week, and I went to Mighty Hoopla Festival, and I chatted to Nimmo and Alma.
I want to hear all about that bloody festival.
Dude, Alma is so cool. I mean, obviously, I've met Nimmo before. Have you met them? They came into the studio. Oh, it was before your time.
Before my time.
And we had Alma on the phone, didn't we?
We did, yes.
But I met her in IRL, as the kids call it, in real life. And she's cool dude, man. Really cool.
She looks cool. She got cool hair.
Yeah. You okay, hun?
I don't know why I got emotional then. She's got cool hair.
Is it because you don't have cool hair or because you're dressed like a screamo emo today?
I'm dressed like a metal boy. Put a magnet on me.
Abby knows about sort of that kind of thing, screamo stuff, and she said that's what you're wearing.
Yeah.
You didn't even realise.
Well, I might have done. Maybe it's all part of my plan.
Oh, so it's an elaborate choice to sort of do that, was it?
Mm.
Have you heard the new Alt-J?
No, but I want to.
Do you like Alt-J?
I do, yeah. I wouldn't be able to list off all the songs that I regularly listen to, but I do enjoy. I think they're different.
I don't think you know the names though, do you? The names are like,
yeah, Matilda.
Oh, I was being serious. I don't remember the names of them.
Oh, I thought you were gonna gun me down.
Should we start the show with a bit of Alt-J? We've
Please.
Got a new one. It's called In Cold Blood. Will you be able to remember that?
In Cold Blood. In Cold Blood. See how they run. That's what I remember.
That is the creepiest, one of the creepiest things you've ever done. Up next, we have Ray. The lovely Ray is coming to the studio to talk to us about her brand new single. Also, we've got a really good game for her, haven't we?
We sure do.
Oh, gosh.
Flip. Poor summer, poor summer, kiss me. Yeah, the way the sun really wants it to be. whiskey soda, please, your green tea's empty. Jab some fate that pulls us on to the bottom. Pull summer, summer, pull summer, kiss me.
Presents
Back Row and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Well, Jessica Chastain is one of my favourite female actresses, definitely. Also Amy Adams and Jennifer Connelly. I absolutely love Jennifer Connelly. I had a crush on her from when she was in Labyrinth. You should look that film up, Stacey. You're probably too young to remember Labyrinth, but she did a film called Labyrinth when I was in my teens, I think, and I used to crack them out over Jennifer Connelly, man, like massively. I probably like 8 billion kids have been gone of mine because of Jennifer Connelly.
Every Friday,
Back Row and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio, you're joining us live right now at 4:08, and today we have Ray in the studio.
Hi.
Hi Ray.
That was so straight in. That was just like, let's go.
It's a news report. Good, welcome.
It's a voting day, so we have to be very serious.
Yeah. Oh, you're a bit croaky, honey. You okay?
I had a little cry just.
Sweetheart, I'm so sorry. You're very loud. I'm going to turn you down.
Really?
Or is it me that's... Oh, no, it is you. You've been turned right up, sorry, honey. I could hear every breath you were taking then.
Like Sting.
Every breath.
Back to you. How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I saw you just the other day at Mighty Hoopla Festival.
Yeah, that was fun, right?
Amazing. You smashed it.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a lot of fun? Do you always have fun at festivals? Because festivals must be such a different vibe to normal gigs, right?
Yeah.
And obviously you played Great Escape as well a couple of times.
Yeah.
Is it a whole different vibe for you when you walk out on stage, especially something like Mighty Hoopla, which is such a sort of vibey festival?
I think every single festival so far I've found is just so different. Different crowds, different moods. Like, we did, Love Saves the Day, and there was not a single person sober in the audience.
Yes.
It's like slow. Like, I'm doing like a fast paced tune, everyone's like swaying. I'm like, right. And then you have like Radio One Big Weekend, which is very, like, everyone's just kind of like up for it. And I don't know. I think it's just different, like, for everything. And Mighty Hoopla was such an incredible audience.
Was good, right?
Everyone was just, like, really, really open and up for it, even the songs they didn't know, which I loved. Yeah.
Are you up for it at festivals, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I am. I love a festival.
Bit of a big deal, big weekend. Yeah. Rita Ora, like, going on with her. How was that?
That was pretty nuts, considering, like, you know, I really remember listening to her R.I.P. when it first came out in, like, year 7.
Such a tune, by the way.
Yeah, R.I.P. it is, right? I know.
But you guys are quite pally anyways. In the music industry, you sort of work. Because we know that you're obviously very, very talented songwriter as well a singer. And we're actually going to play a little game in a minute. After we're going to play a song and then we're going to play a game.
Okay.
All relating to that.
Okay.
So songs and things like that. Oh, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'd rather it was a surprise.
Okay.
So in the video for The Line, mm-hmm. Your brand new single, you play two different Rays.
Yeah.
You've got like chilled Ray and then like Ray that's like ready for a glass of champagne.
Basically, yeah.
Which Ray do you more align yourself with?
I mean, the fun thing about it is like obviously I'm more, you know, I don't really wear heels. Like I'm trainers over heels and like, you know what I mean? Have a good night out, but just a bit more rough and ready. I love the pub. But having said that, I think we all have that side in us where we can, when we have to, just, you
know,
booze
it up.
Just lose it.
Be a bit sassy.
Tom specifically is incredibly sassy. Like, I feel like he struggles to be down to earth.
I am bouge.
He keeps it incredible. It's quite stressful to be in a studio with him because there he is with his tea and his burger bites. Tell Ray about your burger bites.
What are they? Can I have one?
Yeah, of course you can.
What are they? Oh, maybe I should eat them after. My breath will be really smelly.
Yes, fine.
Don't worry, Tom stinks.
As you know, this is a radio.
No one can smell you through this radio, baby.
So the burger bites, it says relish the taste on them. A little pun. Wow. I liked it.
I'm terrified by them.
So they're mini, like, burger-shaped crisps.
I've never had one
before. They're probably
before.
Vegetarian.
Maybe.
Classic cheeseburger flavour snacks.
Yeah, boy. We don't do things by heart.
Have you tried one yet?
No, but we bring the best snacks for our guests.
Have you tried it?
I haven't, no.
So I'm the first to try the cheeseburger flavour snack.
He just had a sausage roll as well, so, you know, he's covering all meat bases.
I'm getting some filthy food in me today.
Yeah, right, I just licked it.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Put it in. Shall I put one in?
Yeah.
I'll put one in and then we'll all have one in. So actually this relates to one of our questions because you were going to shall I let you ask this because related to this than me.
Yeah, I was going to ask at the end of the night, like a heavy night, even if at the pub or at the club, what's the kind of go-to food you go to at the end of the night?
Oh,
definitely a burger bite. They were amazing.
Well, they're good.
Yeah, really interesting. I feel like I can taste the pickle that would be in the McDonald's cheeseburger.
That's so weird. So, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
God, that's very, very cool.
Yeah, so what's your, like, dirty turn to food at the end of a night?
Well, the thing is, I really often, at the end of a night, cannot be bothered to go into the kebab shop or in to find some food. So, I actually like something practical. So, like a pizza. Because, you know, I always have one in my fridge. I can just pop it in. 10 minutes, done. Bit of ketchup on the side.
This is why she's so successful. Yeah. She knows how to run her life.
Prepared.
It's not, you know, there's none of this last minute shit. It's like, I'm going to have the pizza that I've organised for my hangover.
There's no dragging you into a kebab shop.
Which is what he did the last time he stayed in London.
Yeah.
Took me to a kebab shop and then asked me to keep the kebab for the morning when he was going to eat it.
Oh no, nice.
Two bites I think I had, went to bed.
Two bites, nice. It cost him £9. So that's why you need to be savvy, like Ray. And go ahead and plan for that kind of thing.
Plan ahead.
Also, you kind of end up eating better doing that way, don't you? Because you don't
you
don't eat rubbish. Because I don't mind eating naughty food, but I don't want to eat rubbish naughty food.
Yeah, like kebab is like rubbish naughty, right? Pizza's
afterwards,
just a
like,
bit naughty.
Wish I hadn't eaten that.
You can get a kebab pizza.
What?
Christ on a bike.
Donna okay, meat. We're debating this after.
Your pal Alexander, obviously from the uber famous band Years and Years, he was the one that sort of found Hotbox, didn't he? And he really buzzed it, and he promoted it quite a bit.
Yeah.
What was what was it like to have him sort of go, oh, this is sick? You know, one of your first sort of big tunes that came out, which actually is one of my favourite of yours. When you perform it, I absolutely love.
Thank you.
It seems very true. It's a very true song. But how did it feel when you sort of started to get a bit of that buzz from someone so musically talented?
It was, I think, at the time, I think it was just amazing. He was my first support gig. I saw him actually for the first time yesterday for ages, and he was like, Ray, I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
But he, you know, he championed me, and he is the reason that I am where I am today, I think, you know, the way things happen, you know. And I just think artists who are in positions of influence, I think it's really, really beautiful when they find kind of, you know, undiscovered or new talent and like kind of champion and push them, because it opens doors. And I think there is so much amazing stuff going on underground that isn't always circulated on radio, you know, that people need to know more about. And I really respect what he did for me. Yeah,
I think that's a big thing now, isn't it? Because a lot of people can put something on SoundCloud and it can become, or Spotify, and it can become big, but it's never been played on on radio.
Yeah.
I, and also I've noticed that you do the same thing now. Like, you've got that social influence, and now you post. I mean, I know you, obviously, because you went to Brit School, right?
Yeah,
and you grew up around a lot of other female artists specifically, and you promote them as well. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's important for us, especially girls, man. This is a tough industry, and I really, really love it. And I think it's really beautiful when girls support girls, full stop. It's so important.
Girls together, Tom. Girls together.
Not you, said. Tom.
Not
just
me.
Girls.
I could be one of the girls.
If you were great at singing, I'd still say you were rubbish just because you're not a girl.
I'm joking. Sing. You're part of this. You're
no,
part of this.
Actually, Tom found out the other day, we had Laura Dockrellin, and we were talking about feminism, and Tom asked what it meant to be a feminist, and he realised he's a feminist.
Just like that.
You are a feminist.
He didn't really understand what a feminist.
I knew I was anyway.
We all are, right?
We all are.
Unless we feel like men deserve more than women.
Which they do, I think.
I mean, this man hasn't had any burger bites yet. So
oh, yeah, okay, let's
you
pass those
no,
over.
No, don't. I mean, keep that feminism. I mean, don't give him any.
Equal.
Just to be sure that isn't what feminism is. For anyone that's going to tweet me and be like, that's not feminism. Okay, I think we should play a little bit of The Line, and then we're going to play a little game.
That. Okay, exciting.
I forgot it. Have I got it lined up? This is such a well-organised... See, look, I'm like you. I'm well-organised, or someone else is at least on my behalf. Do you want to introduce it for us?
All right. My name is Ray, and this is my new single, The Line.
We've been waiting in line to get into this club like all night, all night. We don't want to go home, so we'll take it outside, yeah, outside, outside. By the door like a broomstick with a clipboard trying to be uptight. Over capacity, rubbing us wrong, but my girl better put her up right. I'm all a bit fed up, half of us halfway wasted. In the queue getting red up, in the queue getting. Oh yeah, we look like sickness, barely moving inches. Let's leave this line, your club will close, we'll run you out of business. What I do, that's what I do. We've been waiting in line to get into this club like all night, all night. We don't wanna go home, so we'll take it outside, yeah, outside, outside. We've been waiting in line to get into this club like all night, all night. We don't wanna go home, so we'll take it outside, yeah, outside, outside. Silly all us girls got our legs out. None of us are having this acute, ain't new. So the heels are coming off right now. I think we're done being patient, so nobody can tell us how to pipe down. We're offline, cheat wine does that to your madness. Outside your club now. Yeah, we look like sickness, barely moving inches. Let's leave this night, the club will close, we'll run you out of business. What I do, that's what I do. Outside, yeah, outside, outside.
to this club now.
Welcome back. Ray is still in the studio. We're loving having you here.
Oh, thank you.
I think Tom's a bit starstruck.
I am.
I feel like I could really fit in to just be part of this team.
Oh, my God, please. For God's sake, I need some fucking reprieve from this guy. Somebody else come in and help me. No, he's great. I love him deeply, like a little brother.
Oh.
Except you're older than me.
Am I?
No.
I was just thinking that, am I?
So, we have been toiling all week, Ray, to think of a great game for you. And by golly, have we come up
have
with a
good
game. Have
you got one?
A doozy.
Is it like a competition game?
I think it's competition for you because I think you're going to want to win this. And I think you
I'm
will.
Quite
I think
competitive.
I think you're going to want to win this, but I think you will win it. So as you're such a talented songwriter and musician, and your new song is called The Line.
Yeah.
We thought we'd read some lines from some songs and you can guess.
If I don't get it, it's just going to be like egg on my face.
Yeah, but don't worry because
I'm excited.
Tom will always look worse than you in any situation. So
I'm like a stress ball to you. You squeeze me.
Yeah, but I just love you so deeply.
You can't just kick a cat and then stroke it afterwards. And then
I think I can. Stop fiddling with your papers. So in this game, Tom's going to kick it off with reading the first lyric. Don't look at my paper.
Okay, no, I'm not looking. I can't
and then,
see. That's
but afterwards,
tiny.
I was like, don't look. Yeah, you definitely can't see from over there.
No.
We're going to play the little clips as well afterwards so you can hear what it would sound like in real life. But we're definitely going to read it in a very non-fun way.
Oh, great. Okay.
Kicking off with Tom.
Want to come around here like a bad boy? Do it. Bun all the talking. Go
Stormzy.
On then. Do it.
Big few beats.
Yay!
Yay! Woo! 1 point to me. Bad boy, do it. Bun all the talking. Go on and do it.
You were in his music video.
Yeah.
How fun is that? I was so excited by that music video. It was so power.
It
loads
was,
of like really powerful
fire.
Women standing around being cool.
I made a really big mistake on that day though because for some reason Storms was like, right, come through, it's all black, and I with a blue coat,
dude. Though it was really cool because when I watched it I was like, oh, you just look like the star of the show because you've got a blue coat on. That's a legit thing. That's exactly what I would have deliberately done. If in that situation
really bad, but they were actually like, yeah, keep it on actually.
No, because it looked
nice.
Sick.
Yeah, plus it was Adidas, so that was good vibes.
All in it works with the Stormzy vibe.
There you go.
He's a cool guy, right?
Oh my gosh, one of my favourite people.
He's one of my favourite people too.
We're currently playing Words with Friends.
Yeah.
He's absolutely rinsing me. It's quite embarrassing.
Is he using the two letter words? That's
no,
what I used to
no,
do.
He does the two letter words and actually makes another word with it. Like he just got like a 40 point word.
What? I don't even know.
I fucking love Words with Friends.
He's out here.
I need to do that because I don't, as a presenter, I need to start learning how to say words because I struggle.
Yo, there are so many words. I didn't even know exist. I'm quite trial and error, so I'll just drop a few things. I'm like, that's a word? Great.
That's exactly what I do. Yeah.
This is songwriting 101 with Ray. Right, shall I do the next one? Okay, I'm going to do this in my most solemn voice because I think it's the best way to do it.
Oh, God.
Monday to Sunday, doing it our way. Remy on play. Cheers to the weekday.
after the after party.
Correct! Who's it by?
Charlie XDX.
Who wrote it?
Me with
her. Let's hear a little bit of that if I can find the button. Monday to Sunday, doing it
all way. Remy on replay, just to the weekday. My voice is somewhere in the background of that. Like, I got BBs in there.
Ooh. God, woman of many talents you are, aren't you? Just smashing it on all fronts.
Thanks, babe.
Up to you next, Tom.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure that I won't ever change. And though my love is rare, though my love is true.
Oh, my gosh.
A bit Shakespearean with that.
Yeah. Now, think, I'm going to give you a hand for that, because that you read that so well that I didn't have a clue what
can
you were doing.
Can you maybe read it one more time? Can we get a repeat?
I mean, I can.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure that I won't ever change. And though my love is rare, though my love is true. The ha-ha is not in there. I just added that.
You're lovely, but it's not for
it's
sure.
From a long... It's this is an old school tune.
Oh, God.
I think this is someone you really like.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. It's not Drake, is it?
No, it's a woman.
Wait.
And it's old school. It's from the year 2000. Don't do that. Shall I read it? It might make it easier.
Yeah,
he read
you
it quite dramatically.
It?
You're lovely, but it's not for sure.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure.
That I won't ever change. Oh, and though my love is rare air, air. Though my love is true ooh.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's see if you get it when I play the. Ready?
You're lovely.
I mean, that was.
But it's not for sure.
Oh. Corey
Why are you doing that?
Wait,
song called? Oh, yeah.
Wait, keep playing it. Nelly Furtado. Oh, my God, I'm such a donut.
I'm like a bird, I let it fly away.
Yeah. I don't know where was it. Yeah.
I think you put everyone off with that clip.
I was like, what is this,
a
eagle?
Even I was like, oh my God, girl. I was like playing charades with you in a separate sort of like state of mind.
How did I not know that?
No, because that
I don't know the verses very well. And I love the chorus.
To be fair, it is from the year 2000.
Yeah.
Like Busted.
Now 42.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know that?
It might be.
Oh, right. Okay, you're just guessing.
The Corinne Bailey Ray, that's hilarious.
They've actually got quite a similar tone to their voice, though.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be like, girl, put your record.
Which is also, I should have chose that one. That's a good one. Damn it. Okay, final one.
Okay.
This is for the win.
Oh.
Okay. This is another old school one. So okay. Think old school.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm overdue. Give me some room. I'm coming through. Paid my dues in the mood. Me and my girl's going to shake the room.
Oh no.
Just think of it really slowed down.
Do you know what it's and so
the first O is oh.
That's quite a good O.
Oh.
Oh.
So I'll do it again. No, oh,
I'm in the mood.
Oh, I'm overdue. Give me some room. I'm coming through. Paid my dues in the mood. Me and the girl's going to shake the room.
I just have
imagine me in chaps.
Given, do you know what? I've given a really difficult verse there as well.
Crotchless chaps.
Gonna get rowdy. Gonna get a little more something.
Gonna get the Christina. I would never have got Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
Gonna get a little red.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my gosh, song spoken.
Give me some room, coming through.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Hard.
Very hard.
But you still won because you got two.
Thanks.
And in this game, you always win. And do you know what Beyonce's little child says to that?
Good job, B.
Good job. That's my favourite little...
It's actually...
Yeah.
Is that Blue Ivy?
Yeah. She recorded it for us.
She did.
She did not. That's a lie.
I'm
but
so
she
shocked.
Would, I'm sure. No, it's from a Beyonce song, and Tom hates Beyonce, so I like to play it
Beyonce.
As much as possible.
Does she like her an awful lot?
Well, sorry, that I like to live
her.
My life. Christ. Do you like Beyonce, right?
I love her, man. Who doesn't?
I love
well,
her too.
Tom, apparently.
Well, Tom, you need to clearly, like, nah.
Just relax yourself.
It's not on.
Guys, I give you
a anyone who doesn't like Beyonce, no.
This is my problem. When he first joined, they were like, we're going to give you a new co-host. And I was like, cool. Do they like Beyonce? And they were like, no. And I was like...
I don't trust anyone who doesn't like Beyonce.
I've never trusted him. Now you wonder why I'm so mean to him.
I like her, just in my own way.
Yes, you do. In your own special way. Now I can't remember. Did we play Desert Island Dicks when we last spoke?
I think so.
Oh,
no.
Maybe we can't play it again.
We should play it again.
Well, let's play it again. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
There's Harley from Rizzle Kicks telling us. So in this game, I send
he's got a great yeah, that's
such
really
a,
good.
He has a show on the station, and I forced him to do that because he's
good.
Got a very sultry,
that's very good,
sexy voice.
Yeah,
a lot of people think it's me as well. Like, is that you?
You do.
I'm like, in a way, in a way. So Ray, sending you to a desert island. Mm-hmm. On this desert island, you're listening to one song for the rest of your life, and it's the worst song you can imagine, because that's I'm a dick and I'm only giving you one shit song, and that's your desert island dick.
So it's going to be a song I love.
No, a song you hate, or a song you've heard too much, so you're like, enough of that song.
Okay, if I literally got sent to an island now.
Yeah, right now.
I love Ed Sheeran to bits. I love Shape of You when it come out. But if I got sent off with that tune now.
Yeah.
I would probably just swim away from the island.
Swim as fast as
and
you can.
And aim for another island somewhere away from that song.
Do you know what? I think I agree, because as well, that bit that goes dun 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 at the beginning has been used on every like news thing and like every clipped up whatever. I'm
Do you know what is good though? You know, have you heard the Young Bane version?
Oh yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's different vibes.
It's a bit more like, you know, it's quite sexy.
I like that. It's a bit more.
But don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if you're bad. I do love him, and I love that song when it came out.
That's what Desert Island Dicks is, though. Because Desert Island Dick is Hey Ya by Outkast, and they're my favourite.
Really?
They're my favourite band of all time, but I cannot listen to that song again.
Really? I love that.
Yeah, but maybe I've heard it so many times. Right. And every time I DJ, it's like, can you play Hey Ya? I'm like, I will die. Yeah. But I play it anyway, because that's my job. And Tom, do you want to tell Ray about Last Request before she goes?
I do. We basically, me and Harriet, pitch down.
Start again, Tom.
Pitch me down. And Harriet have a radio show. Okay. And we, at the end of the show, play a song. And we have votes against each other for the song that is played. The theme this week is leaning a little bit naughty, like Theresa May. Okay. So we picked a couple of naughty songs.
Have you heard about Theresa May being naughty?
No.
Okay.
Can you educate me?
So basically, she was in an interview and the interviewer said to her, so, Theresa, what's the naughtiest thing you've ever done? And her response was, well, I'm not really sure. And then she said it was that she'd run through some fields of wheat as a youngster and the farmer was quite upset with her.
That's what all the memes are about.
Yes. The right. field, and I don't know whether she had a gluten intolerance or whether she was really being rebellious because she didn't eat wheat.
Bless her heart. That's really sad.
Yeah. So that we're going with the theme of being naughty.
Okay, I love it.
And the choices are, you first.
Well, you play them. We're not going
to
make them.
Oh, okay. No, I'm going to tell her whose is whose. Or you don't want me to?
No.
Okay, fine.
All right, so what have I got to do?
So the first, you just got to choose which one you prefer for us to play for our naughty song.
Or just like to hear today, don't have to prefer it.
Okay.
Shut up. It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Because, you know,
that's a very naughty song.
It's naughty. It's very naughty.
That's
very
naughty. So naughty.
Second is Naughty Girl by Beyonce. Oh.
Not quite as naughty.
But. Oh, is it not, Tom? Even though it's got fucking naughty in the title, you twat. So, which would you like to hear at the end of the show?
I would like to hear Naughty Gal.
Yeah! Loser! You'll probably get someone else voting for you. Probably not.
Maybe.
Just put one little stick there for me. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We've loved seeing you. We can't wait to hear. I'm later in the year, we're going to be getting some new music.
100%.
Yeah, boy. Back in
coming
the studio.
Soon.
You're always in the studio, aren't you?
Yeah.
You live in the studio.
I do. But I'll be coming back to this studio.
Yes, please.
When we drop the next album.
Yeah. Come back and we can play even more fun games.
More games. I actually love games.
So do we.
Always up
we
for do. A game.
We play games when we're on our own on the show.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen that much.
No.
We just play games with each other.
Aww.
And people listen.
Mind
and they're
games.
Like, turn off the radio because this is just you guys having
playing games,
having
no
a
music.
Big. Yeah. When no one else is here, we're actually really good friends.
Yeah.
So we're going to play another song, and you can choose actually which you'd rather hear. Are You and Us, which is a freaking banger. But another banger is Dreamer featuring you and Sara and Charlie XCX is the...
Let's do Dreamer.
Yeah?
I'm up for Dreamer.
Oh, let's do it. Well, we love you and we'll see you later in the year when the next single drops.
Thank you so much.
For now, everyone go and bloody buy the line.
Yes. Buy it.
Buy it now.
Or stream it.
Yes, listen to it. Do it all. Send
all
your
that.
Mum it. Give it as a gift.
100%. Father's Day's coming up.
Father's Day.
He's been
Dad,
waiting in
I
line.
I got you a song.
Yeah, he'd love that. He's always waiting in line. Yeah, boy. Okay.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
This is Dreamer featuring Ray Starren by Charlie XCX. Bye.
Ooh. Bye.
Bye. These boys tryna hit me up, but I'm on my job, so no, I'm not on it. Bake, 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 bake. I'm not a chef, but I'm getting caked. When I was 10, I was on my way. I told my daddy that I was gonna make it. Independent in my whip, like, in my baggy jeans, I'm pulling up, like, skirt. Diamond, diamonds on my wrist. Jolly, jolly, where you been? Yeah, this party's kinda shit. Should we dip in your whip? I'm a dreamer.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
You can only see me from the waist down, and I know that you can only warm me when I lay down. You only ever need me when the light's out. Now I'm stuck in the dark, 'cause you've taken it too far. So I broke your guitar up against your television, and I smashed every glass that you had in your kitchen. Why don't we turn up our phones for the weekend? Don't tell friends that we haven't been sleeping, 'cause we're keeping it secret. You can only see me in the enough, I found out that the other days were taken. So I don't believe a word that you've been saying, telling me to come over. But you know that I wasn't sober when I broke
Big up. Thanks to Ray for coming in for a lovely chat. In the studio right now, we have Loop.
Hello.
How are you, babes?
I'm really good. How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's been a whole year. Well, nearly a year
since
we saw you.
I can't believe that. That's really mad.
It is crazy.
Quite scary.
Crazy. So tell us what you've been up to since then, because you've dropped your debut EP.
I have.
Call Me Loop.
Yes, Call Me Loop. Same as my socials.
Tell. Very clever.
Sneaky. Oh, but clever.
Clever bit of marketing there. Exactly. We like that. So tell us a bit about it.
So it's got 4 songs on it. Not the one. So when I first came in to see you, I'd only put out my first single, and that's not on it. It's the 4 song. Well, 3 singles since then, and like a kind of B-side 4th track. So it's got Losing My Mind on it, which came out like last October and got BBC Radio 1's Track of the Week, which is sick. And that was produced by a guy called Benj Miller, and that's about being in a really toxic relationship that makes you go crazy, but you can't help it. And then As If, which came out earlier this year, which is a lot of people's fave, that was produced by A Minor. You're nodding. Did you like that one?
I like the whole EP, to be fair.
Thanks. I like it too.
And then we've got Know Me Better.
Yep, which is a little bit different. I always say it's way slower, but then other people are like, it's not necessarily. It's not like it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's a different vibe, but I like it. That's what we're going to play today, actually.
Oh, good.
Because it links to our game that we're going to play
sure
later
does.
With you.
Okay.
And then we've got Little by Little.
Yes, which isn't a single. It's just kind of something to show a little different side. A
little sexy little B-side for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Little tasty little bit on the
little
side.
Little nibble.
Little nibble.
I was saying little nibble. I just feel...
Don't always assume I'm attacking you, Tom.
I just feel on edge.
Okay. It's because it's voting day. Have you voted today?
No, I'm going to do that after.
It's quite stressful today,
yeah,
isn't it? Because there's quite a lot of things going on.
It
voting.
Really feels a bit tense.
Don't try and be tactical. If you are going to be tactical... read up on it rather
no,
than
yeah. Okay. Basically Tom goes to me today, we're walking in, and I was like, did you vote? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what's wrong? And he was like, well, tried to vote tactically and I think I voted for the wrong party.
Not like the wrong party, but
he didn't
just not
he didn't
right
vote for the party that most people don't. Well, actually that's not true. I don't really know who is voting for what, but to stay impartial, not the party that you think he would be voting for.
Right, okay.
No.
He went a complete random, just voted for UKIP.
Yeah, sure, you know, UK's in the title. It's kind of jazzy. I'll go for that.
Kind of jazzy.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
He voted for, it wasn't so bad, but he definitely regretted his decision.
It's around my local
area. Can you just
area.
Say the name, or are you not allowed to?
He can do. I voted for Lib Dems.
Oh, I thought that would be the obvious tactical choice.
Yeah, from my area,
yeah,
I think
that's
it
what
is.
I think it is. I don't think he's wrong.
Where's your area?
It's Cambridge.
In your area.
Cambridge,
in your area.
Okay.
So apparently it's a stronghold, so that's why you should vote in. I don't know how it works. I don't understand it, but
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the Lib Dem
really.
Lady made a lot of nice cycle paths, so I voted for her. Occasionally,
that seems like a valid
I actually
reason.
Also voted for the person that I like in my area. In my area.
See, ooh. I don't even know. See, I'm still registered back home. And that's where I'm going.
Oh, so you're going home tonight?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And
bit
that
of
is definitely a stronghold, Tory.
For is it Tory?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Surrey.
Surrey. Yeah, that is quite Tory.
So yeah, I've only just realised the whole tactical thing.
Mm.
It's very stressful. Don't do what Tom did and stress yourself out.
I panicked. I went in there and I was like, and then
I just voted for who I wanted to vote for, because
yeah,
I think
that's
I'm
what I'm going
to
do.
I'm just going to do that because I'm scared to do anything else.
Yeah.
I like going down to the polling station.
It's quite
though.
Nice, isn't it?
It's basically really exciting because it's like, oh, day off school. It feels like you're on a day off school and you're going to vote and it's like, oh, what am I going to put? Ooh, what am I going to cross?
It feels so powerful.
Yes, very much so. And they're so serious as well in there. They're like,
I know.
Like, they do smile, but it's like, that's it. It's like, I'll smile for a second and then it's done.
I'm quite excited now. I'm going to watch this.
I am really excited and feeling very positive.
Yeah, we find out tomorrow, right?
Yes. Mm.
Quick turnaround.
I think it'll be, because I'm getting up, I'm going to Italy tomorrow and I'm getting up at 5 or 6 in the morning
and
I think I'm going to
know
before loads of people, which scares me a bit. Do you know what I mean? It's like knowing, it was like when the referendum happened for the vote, for leaving, and I was at Glastonbury and I woke up with my mum, because my mum was staying with me, and I cried.
Yeah,
I woke up kind of before anybody else in the camp was really making noises and I just went to my boyfriend and I was like, oh my God, we've left. And then this voice from afar that I didn't know just went, what, we've left? And then it just
I did, that's exactly what, because my mum was talking about it really quietly and then I was like, nah, don't be fit silly. She we all cried.
Yeah.
We all just sat there
and
cried.
It was a really weird vibe.
Felt like being dumped a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, that's why I think Glastonbury was quite a weird vibe last year.
Yeah, really weird.
Because pretty much every single person that goes to Glastonbury was voting Remain.
Yeah.
God, bloody politics, eh? Back to the music. You've just done some shows with Jonas Blue.
Yes, that was
How
so good.
How was that?
That was amazing. So we did the European leg of his tour, so Cologne, Amsterdam, Paris, and then a headline at Heaven in London, which was so sick, because that's been on my to-do
list. Just like really small shit gigs then.
Yeah, I know. It was so cool, because I'd never played outside of England before. So doing the whole, we weren't on the tour bus. Me and my band were kind of like whizzing along behind in a van, and then we stayed in Airbnbs, which I actually think was a bit
That
nicer.
Is cool, Airbnb.
But yeah, it was...
Yeah, I can 100% guarantee that staying in a house is better than staying in a
bus.
Yeah,
I went onto the bus because Liza, who's the vocalist, she was on it. And it was so cool, but I think after like the first night, you're a bit like, oh my God.
Well, funnily enough, we had Liza on a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? And she was talking about the bus.
She was the only girl.
She was the only girl, and she was like, it was... And I was like, the smell though. And she was like, yeah, I mean, there was just no getting away from it. It was just...
She texted...
Oh, actually,
thought
you were away when she came
well.
In, weren't you? Because he'd got something stuck in his throat.
Kebab.
Bit of kebab. That's actually not even a lie.
I went to hospital.
He had to go under anaesthetic because he got kebab stuck in his throat.
Yep. Oh my God, what were you doing with it?
I was sober and it was my first bite of kebab and it just didn't go down. It just was like, I'm going to stay
that is
here.
Scary,
but
though.
Imagine
I've
getting a text though.
Melon. Mango.
Oh no, that's a bit different though. Imagine getting
Mango's
a text
a
being like, I've got kebab stuck in my throat.
I can't come into work.
I was like, is this a real situation that's happened? And then when I realised it was, I was like, babe, oh my God, I hope you're okay, but Christ on a bike, stop eating kebab.
Cost £10 that kebab, special mix. One first bite,
dude. How does a kebab cost that much? It's
I know.
So disgusting.
I went for a read because my girlfriend was away and she's coming back. I was like, I haven't had a kebab since she's been away, and she hates it when I eat kebabs. So I was like, I'm gonna get a huge one. I got it first
Christ.
Bite, done.
God,
haven't had one since.
Quite a good story.
Good. You're never gonna
weeks,
have one. But when I came in, I was actually Nat had been away. Our producer had been away for a couple of weeks on holiday, and I was like, oh, did you hear about Tom not coming in? She was like, no, what? And I was like, oh, he had some kebab stuck in his throat. And she was like, what? Did he just skive off and say there was kebab in his throat? And
quite
I was like,
a good, it's like made up excuse though.
Well, it's the only person in the world that I would ever believe that story.
Well, I sent a picture of me in a hospital bed.
Yeah, he did,
like,
with a drip.
God,
hashtag
drip.
On a drip.
How did they? So what did like?
They had to go in and make sure
let's
it was
not
there.
Hear about it.
camera down my nose and the back of my throat.
I've had one of those.
The doctor doing it. He ran out of battery while I was doing it, and I was like, check that first. Don't do that. Like
quite funny, really.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's funny now.
Let's play a quiz before we talk any more about your nose and inside of it and how cameras go inside.
Nails that I had, like, same as that when I went on tour.
Glittery nails.
They are so nice.
I'm just trying to be uber girly, even though I'm the most non-girly person ever. Well, I'm less girly than you, Tom.
I don't know. I'm dressed like a screamo today, apparently.
I don't know what that means. We're whatever. We don't mind. We're just very ambi. Whatever in the studio, aren't we? We're what we want.
We're ambi.
Ambi, whatever. I just say ambi when I mean like multi. What's the word?
No,
what is ambi?
Word for that.
Ambi?
It's multi, right?
Ambi.
Well, it's like ambidextrous.
Stop saying ambi at Nat's face. She doesn't care. Ambi, Nat. Ambi. So, we're going to play a quiz with you, Loop.
Okay.
And the quiz
like
is called. Drum roll, please. Know me better.
I love it.
Let's know me better with Loop.
Okay.
Know Loop better.
Know ye better.
So we've actually written 6 questions because we'd like to get to know you better. Okay.
I'll come to you.
Yes, I wrote them down. You didn't, did you?
No, because you said I'll write these down. Don't worry, Tom. Gave me a little wink, and I was like, okay, I'm covered.
I always wink at him to make him feel confident. And then break him down on live air. So, first one, when was the last time... This was Tom's, by the way.
I thought you were going to do that.
When was the last time you were on a boat?
Or just water?
Does a ferry count?
Yeah,
I think so.
That's a big boat.
Coming back from Paris after the Jonas Blue
tour.
That was like a month ago.
What? I love a ferry.
Yeah, do you?
No, obviously. I mean, I
was going to say me too, but I was no.
It's just a
the
lie.
Last time I went on a ferry was like when
sicky.
I was about 10. So,
yeah,
it's probably more fun when you're 10.
Yeah, it wasn't that much fun.
Right, you up next, Tom.
What's the scariest thing you've ever done?
Oh my God, I'm really bad at these on the spot.
She looks terrified.
This. No, what's the scariest thing
Speaking
I've ever done?
Speaking to you weirdos.
I've been. Like rafting in a river that had like scary snakes in, and then we found out I had a hippo crossing it that day.
That's
but at the time, didn't know about the hippos, it wasn't quite as scary.
Oh, I don't like
in
snakes.
Kenya.
I'd be more worried about the snakes than the hippo, weirdly, because you always think about hungry
hippos.
Yeah,
but you know how dangerous hippos are.
I know how dangerous hippos
are. They're like way more dangerous than snakes.
Know.
They kill you with their big old teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like if you came across one of those, you'd be fucked.
I'm really scared of alligators, and I went on one of those alligator.
They don't seem
thing.
Like they should still be in existence. Mm. They're so prehistoric looking.
I know, but they will kill you.
Dead.
Oh, mate, yeah.
They will. I don't know if you've ever seen a film about crocodiles, but
Lake Placid.
What film have you seen?
So many good crocodile films. I'll send you them. Okay, oh, I love them.
Lake Placid.
Is it a documentary?
It's a horror film.
Oh.
Lake Placid though is a bit rubbish. I've got a better one.
I hate horror films.
Lake Placid 4 though is taking it a bit too far.
Yeah.
Okay, next, what have we got? What is your? Oh, that's. Oh, am I reading it or you? I can't remember.
I did. What, you did this one. I did the next one.
Okay, what is your ultimate dirty food to eat? Taking inspiration from Tom's throat.
Well. Other people say this is dirty, but Domino's is my favourite food.
Is it?
Everybody's like, how have you not grown out of that? But it's
Loves Domino's, but I think it tastes like a pack of sugar.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
What's your order?
Tell me what's
half
your
pepperoni
order?
Passion, half Texas barbecue. And then you have like a barbecue piece and a tomato slice. And a
also, I like that it's called pepperoni passion.
Yeah,
like,
you've got good names.
Passionate about pepperoni.
What's the crust?
Oh, just normal.
Just normal.
If you put your stuff in the crust, that's fucked.
I think it's
really funny when people put like a whole pizza in a crust. It's like, here's your pizza with a pizza crust.
They're
like
putting burgers in them.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, thank you.
But like Pizza Hut, they're sweet because that's more like a brioche.
No,
base.
See, I prefer Pizza Hut.
Oh, no.
I love a stuffed crust from
Pizza
Hut.
Tell you what, Co-op pizzas, own brand, are really good.
Dude, come to Co-op really near me.
Come to my Co-op in Walthamstow because they bake their own.
What?
What? They got a pizza oven.
They would fire.
And if you order the children's size, they make it a big because you wink at them. Oh. And it's only $4.99.
Harriet's got the winks down.
I blink the shit out of that man and he gives me a big old pizza. Anyway, yeah, up Domino's. Next.
What's the last song you've listened to?
Yeah. And you can't count anything you heard when you were in the green room today.
Okay. I think it was... I had Spotify in my room. I think it was the new Dua Lipa.
Yes, we're going to be playing that later. Yeah.
Quite like that.
She's
smashing it at the moment.
Yeah, she's doing great. And she's released her new album, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Lovely. See, look, she knows what she's doing, this woman. She's been listening. Spotify, streaming, very important for the industry. Here's a good one. What's your favourite smell?
Oh.
I like gasoline.
I like matchsticks. After the lip.
Yeah, something weird. Like, not just like cakes.
Something weird.
Like, you know when you're like, oh, God, I love that smell, but you're not sure why.
Marker pens, but I think that's kind of standard.
No, that's good.
I wouldn't,
is that good?
No, that's really good. It's the same as gasoline and whatever you said. What did you say?
Matchsticks.
Yeah.
I like the smell of
them. Yeah.
After you go to a festival and you go around the little campsite fires and you smell your clothes afterwards, really bonfire.
That makes me gag.
I like it.
I love it at the time and then the next day you're like, oh God. And then it does not come out of your clothes.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that.
How did the cavemen live? They must have just stunk of bonfires.
They were mostly naked though, weren't they?
That's the key. We need
naked,
to be mostly
and
naked.
To you. But shave your head as well because it clings to hair. Mm.
But they didn't shave their heads. No. They didn't have shavers at that time. They didn't have a Gillette close triple blade razor at that time.
No Venus women.
No. Venus women, eh?
I'm your Venus.
I'm your fire. Final question.
Bananarama.
You got to tell her why we're asking her. Tell her why we're asking
her. Well, you know, you've probably seen the Theresa May thing, no?
Which one? Oh my God, yes.
So we want to know, what's the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
Gluten related or not?
What field have you run through?
I actually have run through fields of wheat when a farmer was chasing me
I've
before.
Done that in dreams, not in real life.
And
then I could run into a flying. It was great.
I always
fly. Dude, you have the best dreams. We've just got a double question out of that as well because we didn't even ask that. And that is a question I would have quite liked to have known the answer to.
Yeah, it was when I was younger, I used to have flying dreams a lot. And me and my friend Sophia would be like running and frolicking and messing up the hay bales.
Messing up the hay bales.
Question.
We'd run and start flying away.
When you fly in the dream, I arch my back. And then I fly.
Well, so majority of the time I'll be running and I'll pick up enough speed that I'll like lift and I'll just be like chilling.
Physics.
Yeah.
Do you want to know why you dream about flying?
Why?
A lot of it depends on the nature of the dream and the relationship we have to flying. Oftentimes, flying represents a sense of freedom.
Very free.
That is, and you float. Did you say you float?
No, I fly, and landing's always really hard.
Oh no, I'm always very light on my feet.
Oh, you're
crash.
I'm like, you're heavy on your feet. I mean, I don't know how to help you because there's no answer to heavy footed flying. Well, thank you so much for taking part in our quiz.
You're welcome. I don't feel like my answers were great.
I feel like I know you better, Loop, and that's the most important thing.
That's good.
So what is coming up next for you? What's this year have in store for Loop?
Well, I don't think I'll be putting out another song for a couple of months.
Oh, you've got to give yourself a break, honey.
And it's festival season.
Yes. So where are you heading down to?
At the moment, nothing. I've just come back from Primavera in Barcelona, which was a bit husky.
Yes.
It was so good. I've not been before. I've not been to Barcelona either. And it was so good. There was like 12 of us. And it's just such a sick setting. Frank cancelled though, Frank Ocean, which was really upsetting.
Yes. Very sad.
And I thought Kendrick might replace them, but he didn't.
Who did replace him?
No one really. I mean, Jamie XX, the XX
just did
set,
a longer.
And Jamie X did a set like later on in the
He's
night.
He's sick though.
That was really good.
He's
I think
so
I actually
sick.
Preferred the XX set.
I once saw the XX at Melt Festival in Berlin, and I cried for
they
about.
They so good.
They are so,
so
good.
Talented.
Yeah.
And then I think it's just because Jamie XX was on a stage. I think it would have been better if he'd been on more an intimate stage. He was on like the main stage.
It's tough, isn't it, when you're engaging with one person doing a DJ
yeah.
set. It's like when like Calvin Harrison people and Steve Aoki DJ, that's why they have such ridiculously elaborate stage sets.
Yeah, because you kind of need to own that space and like you've got so many people there.
But I think he's almost too cool for that. Like
yeah,
he's
like
so
that
chill
fantasy.
That he's like... The music is good enough to ride me through this.
And it was sick, but it's just Frank Ocean would have been like next level. But yeah, Bon Iver was great. Van Morrison was great. Solange, Sampha.
Solange got so much love for her.
God,
she's playing Glastonbury, I think.
Yeah, she is. A lot of the people who play Prima are playing Glastonbury. I didn't get tickets this year, which I'm really upset about.
It's a forever nightmare getting tickets. I think this year's a busy one as well because it's the last one.
Because next year's a fallow
no,
year.
No,
it?
It's stopped for like a few years.
What?
Yeah.
No, I found out the same way.
It's about four years of not having Glastonbury.
Is that because they're changing the...
What they're doing is they're having
break.
Like a mini Glastonbury that's not going to be called Glastonbury somewhere else, but they've got to give this land like 5 years to like...
Oh my God.
Just release all the mobile phones that are stuck in the ground and stuff.
Trees
that's
will grow.
That's just made me really, really upset.
Oh no.
I've been the last 2 years, but...
That's fine then.
It's not, but then last year, the year before last, which was my first year, was fucking amazing because it was like amazing weather.
Yeah,
amazing
that's the thing. It was boiling, and I went for Beyonce, and that was like the best day of my life.
God.
I've never ever been.
You've never been.
I know.
He's a Glasto virgin.
What?
I want to pop it, but I can't.
Pop what?
It.
Ugh. should we play a bit of Know Me Better?
Yeah.
Oh, before you go, we need your last request, don't we, Tom?
You can explain what it is.
So today, we have a last request, which is the last song we play on the show. It's me versus Tom. The theme is being naughty.
Okay.
And our two choices are... It Wasn't Me. Or Naughty Girl by Beyonce.
Oh, God, that's really tough.
That first one was It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, by the way. I realised I didn't say it.
Featuring.
I mean,
Rayvon.
When you played Shaggy, I was like, obviously Shaggy, but I think I'm in a Beyonce mood.
Sorry, Tom.
Sure,
Harriet though? Wins
sure?
again.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Shaggy is a good choice, yeah. But I'm
I wanted Chumbawamba originally, but I wasn't allowed it.
What's Chumbawamba?
I get knocked down.
But it's nothing to do with being naughty.
It
so
is.
I said
it's
you couldn't have it.
No.
I mean,
that's producer
more about,
Abby
like, resilient.
Yeah, see?
It's about being on the piss.
No, it's not, you silly sausage. Let's play a bit of Know Me Better. Will you introduce it for us, please, babe?
Yes. My name is Loop. This is FUBAR Radio, and this is Know Me Better.
Yay! Bye!
Bye!
Up and down, oh yeah, I've been spinning out, oh yeah, I've been laying all of my cards, but you don't seem to see. I've seen the way you shout, yeah, and I've seen you pitch it out, oh, but I've been spilling all of it out, and you don't seem to read. Once bitten and twice it shines, time to let this lie.
saying all of the stuff that you knew you could never be. We tried, but we got stuck. Oh yeah, we tried, but I had enough. Oh, so goodbye. I spelled all of it out, but you just couldn't read. Once bit and twice and shy, it's time to let this lie. I've got to be real. But when it's all said and done, I hope there won't be any bad blood. Oh, what can I do? I ain't never meant for it to end like this with you. But now it's all said and done, I hope there won't be any bad blood. I know me better, you.
Lovely loop there. Know me better. What a babe.
What a babe.
Now, we're going to do a very exciting backstage package for you now, because I went down to Mighty Hoopla on Sunday.
You know what? It looked like you had a whale of a time.
Really did. Huge. Well, it's the first time. It's not the first festival, but it's the first time the festival has been that big and it's played in Victoria Park, because they did a sort of little event that was a Mighty Hoopla event, but this was a proper, proper festival.
So it was a taster, and that was like, oh, this is the main.
Yeah, and it was really amazing. They had the All Saints, Ray, the Sink the Pink stage, which had all those guys on it. Fern Cotton and Gok Wan did DJ sets.
Oh.
And loads of other people. Nats or Snap. Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion. You can feel it everywhere. Banger, banger, banger. We've got interviews with Alma and Nimmo. You'll remember both of them because we've had both of them actually on the show before. Alma was on the phone because she lives in, well, she's from Norway, but she's travelling all over the world at the moment.
That was one of my first shows.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
And Nimmo, the lovely girls from Nimmo have come into the studio before and we managed to grab a little chat with them. Basically, next year when the festival comes back, go, because it's one of the most positive, happy, gorgeous festivals in the world. Sink the Pink represents so many amazing things. I really enjoy how much it represents the LGBTQ community and that I am part of, so I like to be around it, and just being there was very positive. Also, Guilty Pleasures, who we had on the phone a couple of months ago, had their stage where they played loads of George. There was a George Michael stage.
That's cool.
It was amazing. It was just a festival where everyone was being lovely to each other, and after this horrific events on Saturday night, it was nice to come out and be proud of London and be proud of our differences, the diversity, the different cultures and the different sexualities and the different everything that we love about London.
Exactly. Well said, Harriet.
Thank you. I that just came out. I didn't even prepare that.
I think you're just naturally a gifted speaker.
Well, that means so much, Tom. I'm not though, am I?
Psych!
Let's play our chats with the lovely Alma and Nimmo, and we're going to play a little bit of music in between. Enjoy, guys.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Let's have a little chat.
Let's have a little chat. I am yes. Here right now backstage. We're backstage, by the way, at FUBAR Radio at Mighty Hoopla. Alma is here.
Yes.
You've just jumped off stage. Literally just jumped off stage.
5 minutes ago,
and it was amazing. We were in the crowd, we were gyrating, we were doing everything we needed to do to enjoy that performance.
Thank you, that was very much fun. I was very nervous because this was my first festival gig in UK ever.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and what a festival to start it off with.
I know, this is the coolest. You know, you can't get cooler.
am I right? I mean, you can't get cooler than you, though. You're so cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you some tips of how I could become
cool.
More cool. Because
I like your glasses.
Thanks. They I forgot cool. I was wearing these glasses.
I like
then.
Your pants. You are cool. What the
no,
fuck?
No, I borrowed these clothes off someone else.
Okay.
It's not real life cool.
Okay.
Look, you're
festival cool.
Let's get straight to it, Alma. Your hair is one of the coolest things I've ever seen, right? I used to dye bits of my hair when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I'd do like pink and purple and whatever, and I'd look like an idiot. You look incredible.
Yeah.
How do you make your hair look so great?
I don't know. I think it just fits me. You know, when I've, you know, blonde is my like real color, but you know, I think it's just, it looks stupid. You know, some people are not born with the right hair. You know, I'm transgender as my, you know, my hair is transgender.
I don't know
what that even means, but you know, I wanted to change it.
You look
didn't
great.
Felt,
and
didn't
your,
eye, felt
your eyeshadow's right. Orange and it perfectly matches.
Yes.
Does it take a lot of upkeep though? Do you have to like dye it a lot? Do you have to work on it a lot? Or is it just, you just do it and then it's done and you can let it go?
Yes, you know, yeah. It's, people always assume that it's very hard to keep up with this hair, but it's not actually.
There you go, everybody.
It's very easy. Just like put one conditioner that, and I put like yellow thing into it and it's... It's fine. Just
see, guys, if you're listening, you can make yourself look as cool as Alma if you just try really hard.
5 minutes in, like, 3 times a week, how many times you wash your hair. It's easy. Easy breezy, beautiful, cover girl.
And you have released some of the biggest bangers of 2017 and 2016, right?
Ooh.
They've really, like, your music videos have reached, like, 4 million and 5 million, nearly 6 million views on Chasing Highs.
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to blow up so hard when you wrote these songs? Were you like, yeah, these are bangers, or was it quite a shock when they did so well?
You know, I don't even realize it yet. Because, you know, yesterday I released my first track, Karma, and it's been 1 year. 1 year. Like, yeah, like 1 year yesterday, you know?
I saw you tweeted that.
Yeah, I tweeted that like 1 year ago yesterday. And, you know, everything has happened so fast. So I'm still kind of like, what is going on? I'm in this cool festival. This cool girl is interviewing me.
She said I'm cool. That means I must be cool.
And, you know, no. Yeah, but maybe in like 6 months, I'm going to start realizing that people like me and I'm in a situation like this.
And the vibe of the crowd out there was so lit. Like, everyone was on it, dancing, like, enjoying themselves. Does it give you a little tingle inside when you see everybody dancing and singing along?
Of course. You know, so much energy. If the crowd is just, like, standing and watching and, like, judging, of course, then I'm like, I'm not jumping, because, you know, it's very hard. But when people are, like, smiling and having a good time, of course, I'm like, fuck, and I'm jumping 2 meters higher than I could.
Yes. And also, this festival, Mighty Hoopla, your first ever festival in the UK.
Yeah.
What an inclusive, gorgeous, loving vibe to come into, right?
Yes, and quite a big stage. I thought I'm going
massive.
I thought I'm going to start from like a little stage, but it was main stage. So, or was it main stage?
Yeah, that's the main stage.
Yeah, so feels good.
It must feel good, right? So what's up next for you? What's coming later in this year? Are you just going to be bouncing around doing gigs, or are you working in the studio?
This summer is all about gigs. I think I have many gigs every week. In UK, I'm doing some festivals in Europe and America. But after the summer, I'm just going to focus on the album. I'm working on the album. I'm working with Charlie XCX.
Oh, amazing.
MNEK, Rudimental, you know, very many UK artists, and also in LA with very cool people. So yeah, it's the album is coming. It's not ready yet, but it's coming.
Bring it. We're so excited.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to ask you, being in London today, what do you love about London? Is there specific things that you just love about being in this place?
You know, I really love UK people humor. I think it's very similar to Finland. Like, you have kind of dark humor.
Yeah, we're very sarcastic.
Yeah, sarcastic, and I really like that. And people don't take them too seriously. You know, you are on the streets and you can just, like, tell a joke and everybody's like, yeah. No, you know, they're not, like... And also, I feel very accepted, you know, here.
We're very accepting. That's how I love... And this festival is all about that as well. It's yes. all about that vibe. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having a little chat with us.
Yes, of course.
You're being whisked off now, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to party.
Party! I hope you can come and party with us. Let's go party. Shall we go and have some beers?
Yes, we should. And I have the. I'm playing the after party, so.
Oh, please get me there right now.
Shots.
Thank you so much, Alma. Come see us in the studio next time.
Yeah, of course.
We love you. FUBAR Radio out.
FUBAR Radio.
Fading in the dark, like floating in the ocean. People need the poison. 3 a.m., you just touched my hand. Made me lose my focus. I almost didn't notice. And I better know what to do. Who's gonna be the first one to move? I wanna get closer to you. And I better know what to do. Who's gonna be the first one to move? I wanna get closer to you. I was chasing highs till I found you. We're doing it in slow motion. We're doing it. Chasing highs till I find you. You are getting closer in slow motion. I'm chasing highs. Voices. 5 a.m., there is something more. I caught the look you gave me. Phases growing hazy.
Joining us live backstage at Mighty Hoopla Festival, it's Nimmo.
It's Lit.
Hello, it's Nimmo.
Reva and Sarah, how are you?
So good, so good.
Now, girls, you're DJing a little bit later, aren't you?
Yep.
In the VIP area, is it not?
No,
on the main stage.
Main stage.
How dare you undermine us?
Listen, you just snap your Ray-Bans in front of me. Don't talk to me. So, Sarah is having a really good time because she took her sunglasses off in the most insane way by snapping them in half. Babe, how are you feeling at this moment now you've got no sunglasses?
Strong.
I feel very, strong. Very Empowered. Strong because I never knew that I had that strength that I could just tear them.
It was proper hulky. Like, it was bare weird. Like, she just grabbed it by the middle.
And it was like He-Man.
Yeah, it was just a bit extra.
Ladies, how's things going since we last saw you? You've been doing a lot of fun stuff. This is festival season now. It must be all very exciting. New music. I know you guys have been in the studio because I bumped into you, Sarah, the other day.
Yes.
Having just come out after a 16-hour session. How's things going? Sesh.
Things are going really well. We're at the moment just crafting our next music video with someone very special.
Ooh, who? Tell lovely. Me who.
No. I can't say it. It's so exclusive say. And just like fabulous. No, I just don't know if I can, so I won't.
We can't tell you.
But we've just been literally planning all the last little kind of like visual stuff to go out of our next single, which is ready and coming ASAP.
Yes.
So yeah, we're very excited for that.
Will you come on the show when you release the new single?
No. No, I'm joking. Of course we will.
Reefer.
Of course we will.
Reefer, please.
Imagine, no, that's no.
Your Versace glasses are really cool.
Thank you.
You guys looking very cool today. Who styled you? Do you style yourselves?
Yeah, just literally.
So on point,
this is 3 hours sleep. Quickly nip home for a shower and style yourself.
Oh, 3 hours sleep,
they're
so naughty.
We are so naughty.
What does Mighty Hoopla mean to you guys? Because this is obviously the biggest love, inclusiveness, greatness festival that we have.
It's so insane. I actually didn't expect it to be as big as it was. I don't know why. It's so nice.
Well, it's the first year, so it's like you never know what to expect.
And festivals are so ridiculously hard to like...
Yep.
To make work, like literally just logistically, like they are the hardest thing. And I've been to like quite a lot that you can tell that it's difficult. And this is just, just unreal. Like they've absolutely nailed it. Like Field Day was here yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like as well done and as that. And it's just like, it's unbelievable. But then like loads of like beautiful
gay people.
And it's fantastic for the LGBTQ community right now, because also after all the horrible events of the last week and last night and the things that have been going down, it's really important for us to be loving London right now. And
totally.
I think this festival is the best way to do that, right?
Totally, yeah. Yesterday, like obviously was just unbelievable. But like to come here, I don't know, I think it was so special to have this today and to come here and all just be like, just literally to keep throwing love at your fucking face. Over it. Like, just keep going. Let's fucking crack
on. It's also really important to us at the moment to really be, like, nurturing and pushing all the kind of, like, queer elements of what we've been doing. Like, it's something that, like, it's not been neglected at all, but it's something that we've, like, you know, been really excited to delve into and, like, push. And so, like, being, like, Glyn, who runs Sync the Pink, they've just been amazing to us. And it's, like, actually really, like, we back everything they do. They back us so much. It's, like, it just means a lot to watch, like, a kind of queer event like this grow to this level. It's really, really, really
like
empowering.
Pride, like, being here. Just from knowing Glyn and Amy and stuff, I'm like, guys, this is insane. Like, look at all these amazing, fucking lovely people all in one place just enjoying music. Like, it's great.
Absolutely crazy great. That they have made something so special. And as, you know, being part of the LGBTQ community is it's even more exciting to be here, right?
Because
I feel exactly the same way as Fubar. We're so excited to be part of this festival, be interviewing the musicians. Most importantly, guys, what are you going to be dropping in your set later?
It's going to be very funky.
Yes.
That's like...
It's quite a bit of garage.
Oh,
bit
please.
Of garage. I'm really tempted to just like literally drop. I might just drop George Michael at the very end outside.
All of it, all of George Michael.
Yeah, and then before that, it's going to be some tech house. It's going to be just groovy,
just vibey
house
vibes.
Garage and George Michael. No.
Yes, please.
Life.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us at Mighty Hoopla
Always
Festival.
Always a pleasure.
Love
Nimmo,
you.
Nimmo, we'll
Bye.
See. I love you so much.
Love you.
Love you so much.
More. I love you.
I love you. I actually love you.
I'm in love with you.
I am.
And we are engaged. But we will catch you when your single drops later in the year, right?
Amen.
Thank
Big
you
up, Fubar Radio, Nimmo, Woo! Yes!
Hello, Daily.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's lovely to have you here.
It's great to be here.
All the way back from LA. You've been living in LA recently, haven't you?
Yep, been spending some time out there.
What's it like? Is it like horribly hot all the time, or is there a bit of a reprieve at points?
Honestly, it's horribly hot all the time.
Do you sunbathe? Endless. Are you a sunbather?
Do I look like a sunbather?
I mean, not really, but then you never know.
This is a year of living in LA. just for the listeners at home, it's very pale.
Well, you're looking good for it. Thank LA's you. Obviously doing great things for you.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it started out as being just a necessity thing because just the way my music's gone, I had some love out there for what I was doing. So I wanted to go out and really make the most of it and build the foundation out there. And I didn't like it at first. I really didn't like it. Yeah, because I'm from Manchester. I lived in London for 7 years and just love London. Like, it's my favourite, you know, my favourite city, except for Manchester. And so LA is just not, it's the opposite, you know. It took me a long time to really, like, just get okay with it. But now, yeah, now that I'm a bit more adjusted to it and I'm a bit more settled, it's good.
Yeah, because it's quite weird there, right? I mean, it's a huge music scene. It's very big for writers and singers and people to go and just sort of work and collaborate. But it's weird because it's like a huge area of space where everyone drives around because you can't get anywhere. It's not like London where you can jump on a tube.
Yeah.
You know, you get Ubers, but actually it's usually quicker to just jump on the tube, get on the Victoria Line and pop to central London or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas in LA, they just don't really do that, do they?
No, I mean, the public transport's not that good, so it's like Ubers and most people drive. So when you say you don't drive in LA, it's like, what? Like,
yeah, but it's somewhere I've always wanted to go. But it kind of leads on to a question I was going to ask you, because as an R&B artist from the UK, was it difficult when you were starting out? Because R&B is American in the sense that a lot of the biggest stars that come in the R&B world are from America. Yeah. As you say, your fan base grew hugely in America as well. Yeah. Was it hard when you first started out?
I think when I was in Manchester, it was kind of a little bit strange, hard to get a start in some ways, because there was definitely, at the time when I was, like, you know, first trying to get heard and whatever, it was very indie, but indie and bands and a little bit of electronic stuff, but nothing soulful, you know. It was just, I couldn't find an outlet, you know. But it's weird because, you know, and people say, you know, is R&B still, you know, is R&B dead and all this? I'm like, well, it's never really dead. I mean, if you think about it, it's been, like, probably one of the only genres that just keeps evolving every, you know, from the 50s to the 60s to the 70s to 80s. And, you know, even, like, up to now, you know, when you've got Frank Ocean, Ro James, even, like, people from the UK like Shaka, Etta Bond, Laura Mvula, Leanne LaHavas, you know, there were
who
all these
who are smashing it as well.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
now, because when you first started, it was that time when it was like, it was quite a new thing to come from the UK.
Yeah.
You know, and you actually came in and was like, no, we can bring this into the UK. And now we've got, and look, of course, people like Craig David.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people, even, like, you know, further back, you've got like Sade and even like George Michael or like Soul to Soul. And, you know, there is a massive, like, rich, really, R&B heritage in the UK in a lot of ways. I think maybe in recent years it's kind of moved away from imitating Americans to being, like, you know, there's a British thing, you know. So, but it's cool. I mean, I just make the music I make. And, you know, it's not, although the R&B thing is what's kind of propelled me, I think, you know, especially in America, you know, I just see myself as a singer-songwriter, you know. Every song I write isn't an R&B, you know, and that's what's kind of cool about the album that I've worked on now. It's just feels like a range of stuff, you know.
And let's talk a little bit about the new single, Until the Pain Is Gone, which is featuring the legend Jill Scott.
Yeah.
How did you guys get together? Did you just write the song and go, this has got to be Jill, like, I've got to hit her up? How did it work?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I met Jill maybe 3 years ago. She did, like, a, you know, they do the Somerset House, like, summer concert things in London. And I opened up for that show, two shows for her. And then we met after the show and got along well and kind of exchanged details. And then we crossed paths a couple of times over the years. And I was writing this song. It was Until the Pain Is Gone. It was, like, the first one I kind of worked on the album, one of the first. And I was writing it. I just had a feeling for some reason. It was, like, had a Jill vibe to it. And I don't know if it's the melody or the music or what it was, but I just kind of put that to the side because I was like, you know, it's not really going to happen. And then, you know, wrote a bit more of the album. And then when it came to reviewing stuff, I was like, I'm just going to kick myself if I don't at least just see what she thinks of this song. So I just sent it over to her, and after a couple of days of, you know, silence,
scary silence,
yeah, she messaged me back saying that she loved it and she was down to do it. So we actually didn't get to record it in person, but we kind of got on the phone, talked about it at length, and then she kind of recorded her bit and sent it over, and it was nice.
You've done a fair few sick collaborations, and you've done a lot of touring with some huge artists like Pharrell, Miguel, Emily Sandé, Gorillaz. Mm-hmm. Who's your favourite? Gotta know. Who's your favourite person that you've worked with so far, either on tour or in a collaboration?
Favourite. The Gorillaz will always be, like, quite a special one, because that was, like, one of the first projects I worked on. So I did a song called Donkomatic with them, and that was my introduction to the music industry, was working with the Gorillaz. So
Whoa.
Yeah, so I mean, that was just and Damon Albarn is just such an amazing musician, and he really was like, you know, rooting for me and, you know, wanted me to be involved. So I got to tour with them and stuff, and, you know, it's like a crazy tour with Little Dragon and Kano and Bashy and Snoop Dogg and the guy from Happy Mondays. What's his name?
Bez.
Is it Bez?
Sean Ryder.
Sean Ryder.
That's
the one.
Yeah, that must have been incredible.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, working with Pharrell, I feel like I'm name dropping now, but working with Pharrell was like...
Oh, Pharrell.
Just, you know,
me and
me and
Pharrell.
I mean, we call him P, you know. No, he's like, he's great as well. Like, he's really, really humble guy. And I think that's, I found that a lot of people who I've met or worked with that have been really successful are all actually very normal. Well, not normal, but humble people. It's just literally just like sat. We did 2 days and a lot of the time just playing music, you know, just like getting inspired and playing references for this and that. And then, you know, we just kind of fell into making music. Yeah, that was a great experience, you know.
Yeah, it must have been weird. Because a lot, when people talk about Pharrell, I'm like, I once was like 2 meters away from him and I thought that was the best thing that had ever happened. He smelled amazing. Yeah. Did he smell amazing when you were with him?
I can't remember now. I don't remember sniffing him.
Yeah, but I'm the kind of person that sniffs people. Maybe that's just the difference between you and I.
Yeah.
So the album Spectrum.
Yeah.
It's coming out on July the 14th.
Yeah, finally.
Now, before when we were having a little pal off, we were having a little chat before the show.
Yeah.
You were telling me some horrific tales of LA times to do with this album. What happened? Yeah. We nearly lost it.
Nearly. I mean, I can't blame LA. It was actually Atlanta, so.
Oh, sorry, Atlanta.
So we'll put it on all
Blooming
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was in February, so I was kind of quite close to finishing the album. And I was just kind of stupid. I never leave my laptop or my bag in public place or whatever. But on this occasion, I didn't realize it was under my car seat, and I had all these other bags to carry, and I left it, and it basically was like a smash and grab or whatever they call it. And they got my laptop, my backup drive, my passport, visa.
It was under the seat, though.
Yeah, it was under the seat, yeah.
So they just saw you put it under the seat or something?
Maybe, but also the two cars behind us had also been... So they literally just must have ran down and smashed all the windows and just grabbed whatever they could. So it was... Yeah, it was... And yeah, I forgot that my bag... I didn't know my bag was in the car until I got back and I was like, wait, it's not in the boot.
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah, and so it was just like... Yeah, and I really thought...
That sick feeling where you're no.
Yeah, I was like, oh, bugger. My my laptop's in there. Yeah, so it felt like the world had ended at that point. You know, I managed to cobble things together, but there was definitely a few days of just thinking that I might have lost the whole album, or, you know, a good chunk of it.
I was going to say we've all been there, but then I was like, we haven't all been there with the whole having an entire album. I mean, yeah. We've all been there with that thing where someone steals something,
yeah.
And it's like the most heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching, even just like personal stuff.
Just photos, you know.
Photos and things like that is the most stressful thing about it. But nearly losing your actual job.
Yeah. And it's the kind of thing where, like, I mean, there was a couple of things I did lose from it, like just on certain songs where I'd put like a lot of time into this certain thing and then I had to redo it, which was really painstaking, but you know, just had to do it. And now
you live and you learn, as they say.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, it's nice now to look back and be like, everything's more or less back to how it was. So,
and also the positive side of losing anything is getting a new one, because who doesn't love getting a new one?
No, I got the new MacBook Pro with the little touch bar.
Oh, the little emoji thing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. You have to buy that separately, don't you? It's like an upgrade.
No. Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's not on the... It's on one of the other models. But when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I'm not going to get that. That's so gimmicky. And then I was like, oh, I've got an excuse to buy one now. Just do it.
Their marketing's very clever. You know, suck people in.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the album. It's coming out later this year, Spectrum. What can we expect from this? Is there any more collabs on it?
Well, there's the song with Jill, and then I've done a song with a UK artist producer called Swindle. I don't know if you know him. He's like one of my good friends here. He's an amazing artist and producer and DJ. And we actually did it for his song called Sympathy, which is actually on the... it's one of the instant grat tracks on the pre-order. And we did it for his project. It was like a fun... He does this like electronic funk grime kind of stuff.
Sick.
And he did this like more like funk leaning EP, and so he wrote this song called Sympathy, and it was for his thing, and it was his single, but I was like, I really need this on my album as well, if that's all right. And he was totally fine.
So you stole it.
Yeah, pretty much. No, we shared it. We just split it in half, you know.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. Very grown up.
Yeah,
sharing is caring.
Yeah. So Swindle's on the album, which is great because he's one of my good friends. And then also one of the producers I worked with on the album, we did a song called Careless, which is kind of a bit of a wild card on the album. It's like a two-step kind of garage Sick. Vibe. And like the album's not garage album, so obviously, but it's it was just such a sick, it was random. He's a producer called Soundtrack from Montreal, and he's got this production duo called Child, and yeah, so I've got a feature with them, and they're, you know, they're like the producer feature, and yeah, it's a bit of a vibe.
I'm very excited to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for it to be out there. It's just like, you know.
You're ready to let it go now.
Yeah, totally, totally.
And you've still got your laptop. I hope you back up your laptop now.
I do. I mean, I'm still waiting for, I still need to find an actual solution, like some kind of Dropbox or some kind of like wireless download, because I've got like,
you can do that, there's drives. Like the boxes you can buy that do it. I have one that you plug in, because otherwise, yeah, I could find it too stressful, but yeah, you can do the little wireless. I'll talk to you later. www.mac.com, we'll talk about that,
yes,
after,
please,
the show. And before you go, I want to play a game with you, and it's called Desert Island Dicks.
Oh wow,
don't be scared. Yeah. In this game, Daily, I send you to a desert island, mm-hmm, but instead of giving you like lovely songs that you're left with for the rest, yeah, of your life, I'm giving you one horrible song, and that's the Desert Island Dick. Mine is one of my favourite bands of all time, Outkast, yeah, Hey Ya, because...
Oh my God, that's a good one.
It's the worst.
Because that's really...
It's so annoying.
It's a great song. Yeah. And when it first came out, it was like, oh, this is so cool and different. And now it's like, well, it's still cool in the right environment, but when it's like...
It's too much, because you hear it at every bar you go to. It's like... Yeah. No! you can share that one with me if you want.
I think you've smashed it with, okay, that. Okay. So I might just... Unless I think of something else later, I'll, you know...
Tweet us.
Let you know, yeah.
Tweet at Foo Bar Radio and we'll, yeah, tell the world.
Please,
but
do.
For now, you can share mine.
Right, let's do that.
I think we should play a little bit of Until the Pain Is Gone, if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
Will you introduce it for me, please, Daily?
Yes, this is my new single featuring Jill Scott. It's called Until the Pain Is Gone.
Yes! You're on live on the air, Tom.
I know, but I want to then know.
Welcome back to Fubar Radio. That was the lovely Daily that I chatted to a week ago. We've got the lovely Cliff Gloom in the studio.
Hello.
How are you?
Yes, not too bad, thank you.
Of feeling pretty gloomy well. DJs.
Well, feeling gloomy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm really, really intrigued by this because I think it's such an amazing concept. You play gloomy tracks, don't you? But it actually gets people pretty revved, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's a strange concept. Why do you think that works so well?
I don't know. People like gloomy stuff, don't they? There's too much happy stuff out there. So over the years, you know, every artist has written a sad song at some point. So, yeah, and we just get to play them.
Yeah, and some, interestingly, like, you learn it when you DJ. I play a bit, and when you play songs like David Bowie and Prince and stuff, you don't realise actually they're quite a slow BPM. They're quite slow. All of the songs pretty much are quite slow BPM. You don't have many that are that sort of like high BPM.
Yeah, I mean, it depends though. I mean, there are sort of, you know, quite a few sad songs that are probably quite fast. But yeah. But yeah, the Bowie ones and the Prince ones are quite slow generally, yeah.
So do you listen to much happy music?
Loads.
What's your favourite?
My favourite happy song.
Yeah. No, like, talk
that's
us
like
through
choosing
your...
my favourite child. I only have one child.
So, who's the ultimate gloomy artist then? I'll ask you that, maybe you can...
That's even worse. Probably Morrissey, isn't it?
Yeah, he's pretty intense,
he's a miserable
right?
bastard. Isn't
yeah, yeah. It,
yeah. When did you decide, like, that you wanted to kind of do this as an idea, the gloomy?
When? Feeling Gloomy's been running... nearly 12 years in England, 11 and a half years. Just a bit before that, and then 8 years in, it's 8 years in New York as well. So it's been going a very long time. So,
but how was the idea kind of
how
born?
How did it come about?
Yeah.
I was lying on my bed. I'd been fired from my job. I had no girlfriend, no house.
Sounds like you should have been very happy.
Yeah, it was a brilliant time of my life. Yeah. And anyway, The Smiths, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out came on the radio. Yeah. And it made me laugh, and I thought about the positive effects that sad songs can have. So, from there, Feeling Gloomy was born.
Maybe we should play a bit of The Smiths.
Do it.
Which one are you playing?
The one you just said.
Ah, there you go. It's like an anthem. We've played that nearly every night for 12 years.
Well,
it's
this
the
is
last
your,
song.
This is your takeover now. So we're sort of playing... All the songs we're playing are your songs. So should we play a bit of this, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about the New York...
Yeah, sure.
The New York section. This is The Smiths. There is a light that never goes out.
Take me out tonight. Where there's music and there's people and the young and the light. Driving in your car. I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car. Oh, please don't drop me home, because it's not my home. It's their home and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the
Smiths right there. We're here with the Feeling Gloomy takeover. It is really light-hearted, that track, though, not in the lyrics, but in the sort of way he sings it. It's like kind of, I don't know, I don't get so much. I don't feel too sad listening to that.
Oh, that's good. That's what feeling gloomy is about.
That's what I mean. There that's what I kind of thought. That's the vibe I get from what you do.
That's right. Well, that's lucky. There you go.
It seems to be that that kind of music is the way. I don't know, because every club you go to, they always finish on a sort of gloomy song. In terms of DJ sets, it's usually that song that's like the end of the night, you know, like the Seals, Kiss
You mean the erection
rose.
Section?
Yeah, oh, okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, it's old school, isn't it? The erection section, you know. You have the last... It used to be like the Engelbert Humperdinck kind of sort of...
Yeah.
Or the Walrus of Love kind of thing. But, you know, with us, it's Smiths and Morrissey. Probably not so much the erection section, sort of deflation section.
Yeah,
yeah.
The sad time section.
Bringing you down.
So tell us a little bit about the time in New York with Feeling Gloomy. How did you sort of, because you said you've been going for 20 years in the UK.
No, 12 years.
12 years,
yeah. Nearly
in the
12
UK.
Years.
12 years in the UK and 8 years in...
That's right, yeah. In New York, yeah. It was one of those things that when I started Gloomy, I always wanted to do. And it just came about, really, that we met some people who wanted to do it. And, you know, it's been all over. It's been in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and it's moved recently. I should know where it is, but I don't. I think it was one of the very last sort of nights in Brooklyn when Brooklyn, you know, basically has closed down as a late night kind of going out place. It was in, I think, one of the very, very last venues. So it's kind of one of the last men out the door in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's kind of nice though, isn't it? Bittersweet, I guess.
Yeah, they did a night called Brooklyn is Dead, which was kind of very apt.
Kind of works with the Feeling Gloomy
vibes.
Totally,
yeah.
Exactly.
So you're off to play Stand and Calling.
Yes, once more. Yes, I think is that our third year with Feeling Gloomy or second year? I can't remember.
I want to hear all about how amazing this festival, because we're obviously Fubar Radio are official partners of
yes,
the festival.
Yeah.
We're very excited to be coming down. It's going to be my first year at
You'll
Stand
enjoy
and Calling.
Yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about what's the vibe at Stand and Calling.
It's very laid back. It's like almost a sort of giant party, house party in a field. Because it's so compact, but they have such great acts, you wander around and you'll see the same person over and over again. So by the end of the festival, you'll probably be quite good friends with them. If you're sociable. If you're not like me,
otherwise,
you'll probably
just
be like, oh, looking the other way. Oh, shit, it's that person again.
Just stand in the corner.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, no, it's really nice. Lots of really nice people, really good acts. And it's very walkable, which for me at my age is brilliant. So yeah, you can get around the site very, very quickly.
And I think quite unheard of at a festival. Most festivals are not very walkable.
No. Yeah, it's great. You can get from one corner to the other in about 15 minutes. So yes, for me, in my advance, years and with my walking stick, it's a boon. Yes.
And what can we expect from the Feeling Gloomy set?
Well, we're doing our Bowie disco again.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So coming back to that, so we're doing that. So it's wall to wall Bowie basically for our entire set,
which is dreamy, to say the least.
Yeah. No, it's good fun to do. I mean, we've been with Feeling Gloomy. We've been doing Bowie stuff since we started, like Bowie nights, and we did Bowie walks, and we did Bowie walks in Berlin as well. We did Feeling Gloomy Berlin. In for a few years, so we were very much into that, and then just festivals have picked up on the Bowie thing, obviously, after his passing, which is
are there any rules for a track to be considered in your kind of playlist? Like, is it, what's the most modern day gloomy track you've got in there?
That's a good question.
That is a very good question. Oh god, I'm not really down with the kids, as you may have seen by my attire.
Neither are we.
I don't know, actually. That's terrible, isn't it?
It's interesting. There must be a certain, like, not recipe for a song to be fitting in the genre.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, we go all over the place, from sort of Kate Bush to Dolly Parton to The Smiths to The Cure. You know,
sounds ideal to me.
Yeah, you know, so it ranges widely. You might get Winner Takes It All by ABBA, and then you might
That's
get Love Will Tear Us
tune.
Apart. That is a great tune,
and it's also a real, really, really
sad,
gloomy, dark song.
It's a killer, because he wrote it, didn't it? He wrote it, and she had to sing it, and they split up.
Yeah,
and
dark.
There's a line, you know, tell me, does she kiss the way I used to kiss you? Mm. Imagine singing that to your ex-husband.
It does make me think of Partridge a little bit, Alan Partridge in a bit.
But when I chase it all,
it doesn't
ever so slightly. But
yeah, he's slightly ruined it, really. Never mind.
You don't think of those songs though as gloomy, do you? Because when you and then you listen to it and you're like, wait a second, like Dolly Parton, obviously 9 to 5, and also
Jolene.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Because you're having a dance along to it. You're not thinking about it. It's actually quite a sad.
And Jolene's a bitch when it comes to
exactly.
it.
She's an awful woman.
Also, yeah. I mean, she's putting women to shame with that behaviour.
She's not really down with the sisterhood, is she?
No, she's not. But she's certainly not a feminist, let's be honest. I love Dolly Parton so much.
Who doesn't?
She's one of those people that I would love to have lunch with Dolly Parton. You know what I mean?
Mm. She'd be a lot of fun. You'd have to go to Claridge's or
somewhere.
Yeah,
like outside in the Hamptons with like, she'd probably have like a dog with her or something, like a small tiny dog. And her boobs would be there.
I'd like her to have a Rottweiler.
Yeah, just nice. A couple of huge dogs
exactly.
as well.
Just sort of fang and kill her.
Just a menagerie of animals and Dolly Parton.
A robin on the shoulder?
Yes. I think she would be very naughty.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I've got your badge, actually. I've got your present. Here you are. Look.
Oh, my God.
There's only one. I didn't realise there would be two of you.
We'll quite tight.
So
we'll share it.
One between two.
We'll share.
You can have it on Monday and you can have it on Tuesdays, etc.
We can share it and then you can never have it and I'll just keep it all the time.
I'll take a picture of it and just have that.
Yeah,
if I see it stand and calling, I might, you know, I might have another one on me.
I'll wear it stand and calling.
I bet you don't.
I bet I will. Okay, I bet you.
All right, fiver.
But fiver.
All right, fiver.
That's a beer, so a better beer.
All
or
right.
Whatever you.
Fine. All right.
Whatever your tipple of choice is. I think this is a good. I'm about to get a fiver.
There you go.
You're going to be doing this with everyone now, aren't you? Got any merchandise like your way?
Yeah, literally arrived just with 18 shirts on, 52 badges, a teacup on my head. I think it'd be a good vibe. Are you going to be staying for the whole weekend?
Unfortunately, we've got stuff on in London, so we have to shuttle backwards and forwards. But we're doing also
The multiples.
We're doing Coffin Dodgers Disco and Club de Fromage as well.
Yeah.
So we're doing all 3 days with the Bowie one. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't get to stay the whole weekend, but I try to enjoy as much as I can.
Are you going to go and try and see some people while you're there? Because obviously, there's a huge
Grace Jones for sure. Yeah.
You've got Clean Bandit, Orbital Slaves, Editors, Lauren Vula, Kate Tempest. Have you checked out Kate Tempest before?
We did Feeling Gloomy at Glastonbury many years ago, and Kate was actually on just before us. So
she was backstage
with us, and before she was really big. And she's just a lovely girl. Really,
she's
really
so,
nice lady.
So nice.
It was really quite a pleasant afternoon.
Yeah. I think we should get another song in because we're going to miss out on having another song before the end of the show.
Yeah, what have we got?
Oh, well, I thought we could play Oliver's Army because I really love that song.
That is a good tune, yes.
But I think you should pick because what the choices are, we've got Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies, Razzmatazz Pulp, or The Night, Frankie in the Valley and the Four Seasons.
Have we not got Red Light Spells Danger?
Oh, we have. It's just up a bit, that's why.
Yes, we have
a bit of Billy Ocean. Should we have that?
Yeah, why not?
Let's have a little bit of Billy Ocean.
A bit of Billy.
Oh, lovely. Red Light Spell.
I don't know, but for me, Peter Kay has ruined that song. Did you see that episode? Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love the series, but you just get all these people. I was watching it on YouTube, you know, and there are all these comments. Oh, I've turned this song onto this song by, you know, through Peter Kay. It's like, oh. Like a little secret you had, and then the whole world knows, and suddenly it's all stripped bare, and it's
Peter
Kay,
Steve Coogan, they're all coming in.
They are actually, aren't they? These comedians are absolutely ruining my playlist.
These
they
just funny piss off?
Go and find your own song. Go and listen to Steps or something like that.
These funny fuckers. So, Standing Calling, we're really excited to get down there. When you play a festival like that, is there anything that you need there, like in your rider, that you're like, I've got to have this when you play a gig, but specifically somewhere like Standing Calling?
Flying Monkeys, normally.
Yes, just straight in at the Flying Monkeys.
Yeah.
That's quite low-key.
I won't go on without them.
And hummus. Do you have hummus backstage?
No, because the monkeys throw it about. When they're throwing their shit about, sometimes they just grab it by accident. I mean, I don't mind going on stage with monkey shit on me, but hummus just doesn't come off, does it?
No.
Especially with my suits, they're nice.
You don't want to ruin them with chickpeas, mushed up chickpeas.
No, it doesn't come out your hair either, believe me.
Why, have you done a few too many hummus masks on your hair?
Just leave this story here.
Okay, no, okay. I mean, we'll just use our imaginations on this.
Before the watershed,
one.
Yeah?
Yeah. We shouldn't talk about this with the kids listening.
No, exactly.
We're so excited to come down, and I'm really excited that it's a chilled festival as well. The fact that it's going to be just like vibes.
It's going to be nice. They've got the swimming pool as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, I remember.
Have you got your bikini, Tom?
I have. A cozy.
I've just got two cozies for the summer, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Have you taken a dip in the pool before?
Do you know what? No, never got around to it.
This year is the year.
It is.
This year is the year, Standing Calling dip.
In all my skinny white glory, I should dip into that pool.
You can do it to celebrate giving me £5.
Yeah, yeah. I might be. You know, I said earlier you avoid people at the festival. That might be. Oh, shit, it's Harriet.
Oh, shit, here she comes.
Go the other way. Quick.
You got a fiver. Give me that fiver.
I don't know that woman. Quick. Yeah. She's mad.
Security. So on this show, we play a game that I think is so suited to you, it's unreal. Right. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this, I send you to a desert island and you're stuck there for the rest of your life listening to one god-awful song that you hate over and over again, and that is your Desert Island Dick.
Right.
So what would be your feeling gloomy Desert Island Dick?
Oh, God.
It doesn't have to be one of those songs you play. It can be any song
in the
world.
Oh, right, okay.
No. It's just on behalf of feeling gloomy.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I just... That's a tough one.
It is tough.
That is a really tough one. You put me right on the spot there.
I like to do that.
I don't know.
Pop stars? Any pop stars you don't like? Any artists you don't like?
Ed Sheeran.
I mean, the second Ed Sheeran we've had today.
Ed Sheeran as a person. He seems really nice. But, yeah, I don't get his music. But then I'm not young, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Do you know what? You're not the first today to say Ed Sheeran.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad now.
No, he's so nice, and everyone says the same thing. Apparently, he's like the nicest guy in the industry.
Mm. Mm. All right. Can I change that? Kanye West.
There you go, Kanye West.
Not particularly a tune, just I feel bad picking on Ed.
Okay, Kanye West, you can have
take
that.
Take that back.
And Tom, do you want to play a little bit of Last Request?
Yes, I do. Well, basically, me and Harry go against each other, pitted against each other every week, and we both pick a tune to end the show with.
And I'm going to check, actually, how we're doing on Twitter, because it's a Twitter poll as well.
And the theme this week was based on Theresa May being a bit naughty. Did you hear about that?
I did, yes. Yeah. Pretty far out, that sort of thing.
Pretty naughty, if you ask me.
I have to say, I was glad I didn't go to her school. It's pretty scary.
So, we both picked a song. We want you to pick which one you'd most like to hear at the end of the show.
Okay, and so the two options for the song are, first one is It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Classic.
Classic. And the second one is Naughty Girl by Beyonce. Which one are you going to go for?
Can I hear him again?
Yeah, It Wasn't Me. It Wasn't Me. Or Naughty Girl.
It's got to be Shaggy, really, isn't it?
Shaggy!
It couldn't be anything else.
That's your first vote of the day. And
it
also,
is.
You
couldn't
have,
be anything else.
I believe, actually won.
Which is amazing.
He never wins.
Oh.
So on the Twitter poll, you have got a landslide. I got a landslide from guests, but you got a landslide from the listeners. Mm. It's very important.
First time I've won in about 10 weeks. So
congratulations, Tom. I'm, I'm honoured that I took a small part in it. Much,
but can I just say it's also a song that he didn't pick himself?
Yeah, it was not.
I ruined it now.
No, it wasn't like he was being lazy. He just picked a song that was not related to the theme.
Wasn't naughty enough, apparently.
But if you put it, you would have probably preferred that song. What was it again?
It was Chumbawamba, I Get Knocked Down. Because they're on the piss in the song.
Yeah, he drinks a whiskey drink, a lager drink, a cider drink, a vodka drink.
I don't think that's naughty.
That is naughty because it's on a Wednesday and he shouldn't be doing that.
Right, guys, you've got to get down to see Feeling Gloomy at Stand and Calling Festival. We are going to be there, FUBAR Radio.
Sharing a badge.
Nice. We're going to come and say hi to you and probably film you doing some stuff.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, we'd love it as well. So we're going to finish off the show with a bit of Shaggy. Thank you so much for joining us and thanks for picking Shaggy. Your dreams are becoming realised.
My pleasure.
Right now on FUBAR Radio. Up next, it's Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang. We love you. Have a great weekend.
Vote well. Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's not playing. Here we go.
Lord, open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I go home and access to your villa? Best for son, I witness all of your clean all your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me? She knows that she really not the right for Vicks. I never used to see you make the gigolo flex. I somebody else a favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she ain't gonna bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.